I'm sure you've imagined before the fantasy of being in a stage hypnosis show. I'm sure you've watched those videos online and you've seen people do silly things. Things that make the audience laugh. Things that make the audience gasp. Things that bring joy to others. And I know that you're here today because you've always wondered what it must feel like to be hypnotized on stage. What it could be like to be in one of those stage hypnosis shows and experience those suggestions, the fun, the laughter, the joy that you might feel being on stage in front of everyone, showing them what a good hypnotic subject you are. And so now, while you're all here, you could just imagine something for me. That's right, imagine something for me. So I want you to imagine a scenario where you are at a stage hypnosis show. Your friends asked you to go along to the stage hypnosis show. And at first, you might have been apprehensive. What if they found out that you were secretly really into hypnosis and really good at going under? Well, no matter. Whatever happened, I'm sure it would be fun, right? So you said yes. Of course you'd go. And here you are now, stood outside of the auditorium, ticket in your hand, nervous, but also excited, hoping that the hypnotist might see what a good subject you are and pick you. What if you do get picked? What kind of fun things would they make you do? Well, you're here with your friends, and you find your seat and sit down. And as the curtains start to open and the lights start to dim, you can see a tall figure walking onto the stage. She's got long dark hair, stiletto boots, and a nice extravagant gown on. Her presence is somewhat commanding, yet comfortable. She makes you feel at ease as she says, "Welcome to my show. I'm sure you've all heard about me. I am the secret subject, and I'm here to hypnotize, to mesmerize, and to enchant the audience today. Now, before we do anything, I'm going to do a little test to see which ones of you out there in the audience are perfect for my show. So all I want you to do is I want you to hold your hands together, that's right. Hold your hands together, lock your fingers, and press your palms tight together. And while you do that, I want you to close your eyes. And while your eyes are closed, I want you to imagine that I've placed sticking glue between your hands. And not only that, but I've got rope, and I'm binding your hands with rope. That's right. And on top of that, I've also covered the entire thing in cement. That's right. So your hands are stuck, frozen, in place. And as you try to move them, as you try to wiggle them, you can just find that the ropes, the concrete, and the glue gets tighter and tighter, more and more stuck. That's right. As you can feel it, you can imagine that feeling, can't you? You could imagine what that might feel like as you pull away from the glue, as you find your hands more and more stuck, more and more frozen, more and more unable to move, that's right, as you start to pull and pull and pull. And the more you try and pull, the more you try and resist the sticking of the glue, of the concrete, of the rope, binding your hands tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter, the more stuck they become. As you try now, just try for me. Try to move your hands. Try and pull them away as you notice they become more and more stuck, more and more frozen, more and more unable to move, that's right. And now, you can just imagine the concrete vanishing, the rope unbinding, the glue unsticking, as your hands just relax. That's right. That's right. And now open your eyes. And as you open your eyes, you see the rest of the auditorium open their eyes too. And you see smiles on people's faces. Some people are giggling. As the hypnotist on the stage walks around, as she starts looking for the people who will be in her show, the people who will be the stars of her show. And she says, "And now up here on the stage, I have everyone I need except for one special person. I need somebody out there in the audience who is going to be a wonderful subject for me." And she looks around, and as she looks around you, she starts to look at you. She smiles at you, and you look around nervously. You look behind you, you look in front of you to see if her gaze has fallen upon someone else, but no, she's chosen you. Her finger reaches out and points at you, and she says, "You there, come up on stage." You point at yourself sheepishly, wondering if she's picked the wrong person, but no, she says, "Yep, you there, come on, come up on stage." You are a wonderful hypnotic subject, and I want you to be the star of the show today. So come on, come on off stage. Come on. I don't bite. I only bite when people ask me to. Come on, off on stage. Please give this person a round of applause. You hear the cheers and the whoops from the audience as you start to walk up on stage, each and every step making you feel apprehensive and yet calm in knowing that soon you're going to be deep, deep in trance. That's right, deep in trance. As you walk up the stairs to the stage and you find a chair right directly in the middle of the line of the other volunteers that she has chosen. And then you sit down. And she starts her induction and she says, okay, now today I am going to hypnotize you in a very simple way. So what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands back exactly where they were before and notice how stuck they're becoming. Notice that glue returning, that rope returning, that concrete returning. And as you hold your hands out in front of you, that's right, hold your hands out in front of you, a bit like you're stretching your arms out as far as they'll go. And as you stretch your arms out and I tap on those hands, you can just find yourself relaxing. That's right, relaxing in 3, 2, 1, and sleep. That's right, and sleep. That's right, and sleep. That's right. As she taps your hands fall to your sides as you find your body loose, limp, relaxed like a rag doll. That's right. Because little did you know she'd already primed you for this moment. She saw you the second you came into the room. She noticed that you were an excellent hypnotic subject and that you, in fact, had done this before. And so, now that you are deeply hypnotized, you can just find yourself each and every single time I say that word, sleep and snap my fingers, sleep and snap my fingers, that you can find yourself returning back to the state of trance where your mind is open, suggestible, and that each and every single one of my words just seems so inviting, like you just want to have fun, you just want to experience all that you can. Because you and I know that you're here to have fun today. You're here to have fun today and you're here to experience all that you can experience. And so now, as you're sitting there with your eyes closed, your body limp, loose and relaxed, you can just imagine yourself. You can just imagine yourself going deeper and deeper down. It's like you're walking down a staircase. And with each and every number I count, you can find yourself stepping down each and every single step with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and sleep even deeper, and sleep even deeper, and sleep even deeper. And as I come around and gently place my hand on her shoulder, you can just find yourself relaxing even deeper as she starts to move you around in little circles. As she starts to move you around in little circles, you find your body just giving in. Your body relaxing, your body going loose, limp, relaxed and comfortable. That's right, relaxed and comfortable. As you're here on stage, and now the fun can really begin. As in a moment, I'm going to play with this temperature gauge. You see, I'm in control of the air conditioning today. I don't know why the theater, the auditorium, has given me control of the air conditioning. What a bad idea. You see, I'm really bad at running air conditioners. And in a moment, I'm just going to start to turn down the temperature. That's right, I'm going to turn down the temperature. I'm going to make it a degree colder. Maybe 2 degrees colder. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 degrees colder. As the temperature just seems to drop and drop and drop and drop and drop. And as the temperature drops, you can find yourself becoming cold. Maybe it starts in your fingers. Maybe it starts in your toes. Maybe it starts in the tip of your head or your legs or your torso. But no matter what, you can just feel the gentle chill whipping through the auditorium. And as you feel cold, you might start to feel the need to huddle up to the people around you. You might feel the need to rub your arms and your legs to try and keep warm because it's getting so cold in here. Was it cold in here before? Or is it just you? And as you sit there on stage, you start to realize that it's becoming colder and colder and colder and colder with each and every single second that passes, and until it's freezing. It's almost as if there's snow in this room, or that I've turned the temperature down so low that it's absolutely freezing, that the whole place is going to turn to ice in a moment. Do you feel the cold? Do you feel the chill? You might even breathe into your hands to try and keep yourself warm, and that's okay. Are you cold? Should I fix the temperature? Have I messed up the temperature gauge again? Oh, silly me. Maybe I need to make it a bit warmer in here. So I take the temperature gauge in my hand and I start to turn it up, 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 until it was just as warm as it was before. That's right. But now I'm going to turn it up more and more and more and more until it becomes hot, 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 like hot summer's day. Like we're sat here in the desert and it just becomes so hot and you start fanning yourself. You may even start to rub your hands over your clothes a little bit because they're becoming so hot, and you're just so hot. It's like you're lying in the sun on a summer's day and the sun's beating down on you, and you just try and find some sort of relief by fanning yourself with your hands and by rubbing your forehead with your hand, and you just feel so tired and so hot. That's right. Oh, do you want me to fix that? Should I? Oh, silly me. As I start to turn the temperature gauge back down, 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 back to its normal temperature, and you start to feel the room around you becoming the normal temperature. And as it does, you just start to relax even deeper, down with your eyes closed. Here on the stage, just relaxing so much. That's right. And now in a moment, as you're relaxing even deeper, down to trance, as you are right now, I want you to notice something. So something funny has happened, right? Because we all know how to count to 10. Of course we do. We've been doing it since we were children. However, yet, sometimes we seem to forget things. And you know that feeling when you have those keys and they're in that bowl and you think they're in that bowl and you go around looking and looking and looking, and then all of a sudden you find the keys because they're right back where you left them? You know that feeling when you wake up in the morning and you realize that you've forgotten something? Or something's on the tip of your tongue and you were just about to tell that person. You were just about to tell that person that thing that you've been thinking of for the last couple of days, and it was on the tip of your tongue, but you've forgotten it. And that's okay, because you can just let that go. And sometimes things become bound in your mind. Sometimes things become stuck in your mind. Sometimes things like the number 4 become stuck, bound in your mind. And just like the concrete, the glue, the rope, the bound and stuck your hands earlier, you can find the number 4 stuck in your mind, so that no matter how hard you try to count to 10 and find that number 4, you can just let it go. You can just let it drift. You can just let it go, because it's bound, stuck in the back of your mind. And isn't it funny how sometimes people forget things by just forgetting they were there in the first place? And sometimes people forget things because they're just stuck on the tip of their tongue. And sometimes people forget things by just allowing them to be hidden in the back of their mind. And whatever that happens for you, you can just find that with the number 4 now. You can find it just drifting, floating, moving away, locking into the back of your mind. Because you don't need it right now, and you know that later it'll come back to you. But for now, we can have a little bit of fun. Because the next time you count to 10, the number 4 is just not there anymore. The number 4 has just disappeared from the back of your mind. And even if you try and say it, even if you think you know that it's there in the back of your mind, on the tip of your tongue, you just can't say it. So you find yourself stuck. You find yourself stuck on that number. That's right. Stuck, glued, bound in the back of your mind. And in a moment, I'm going to count to 3 and you're going to open your eyes. And when you open your eyes, we're going to have some little counting fun games with you. That's right. That's right. With 1, 2, 3, eyes open. Hi there. So, okay, I need someone to help me because I'm really bad at math. I've always been terrible at math. So what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands out in front of you, okay? And I want you to take your index finger on your right hand, and I want you to start counting your fingers with me, okay? Easy peasy. So, first number. Yep. Yep. Keep counting. And then what's next? No, hold on. Isn't there a number after 3 before 5? Wait. Okay, so this seems really confusing right now. I thought you were good at counting. Wait, so let's count again. Start from the beginning. Ready? And. Yep. And. And. Are you sure you're not forgetting something? Are you sure you're not missing something? I'm sure there was something there. And it must become so frustrating as you try and try and try to remember what number might have been before 3 or after 5 or before 5 and after 3. It gets so confusing, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Sometimes it's so confusing that you just find yourself becoming so frustrated at the fact that you can't remember that thing that was between 3 and 5. And hold on. Okay, let's do something a bit easier. Let's do some maths. Maths, so easy, right? Okay, so what is 2 plus 2? Come on, I mean, we've been doing this since kindergarten. 2 plus 2 is... Oh no, are you okay? You look a bit confused. Yeah, I was going to say, you just look terribly confused when I ask you these questions. Is everything okay? Well, do you know what? Okay, let me fix it for you, because you're looking really confused and And like, you, something's on the tip of your tongue, but I'm just going to get you to sleep now, sleep now, sleep now. And as you sleep even deeper, sleep even deeper, sleep even deeper, you can just find yourself relaxing, drifting, floating, falling down, 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 back into trance. That's right. And as you can find the number four magically appearing from the back of your mind and just drifting to the front of your mind as you remember that there is a four between the numbers three and five. You can remember that number four again as it just appears back in your mind. That's right, back in your mind, back in your mind, back in your mind. And now we're going to have some fun with you, because what I want you to do is in a moment you find that any body part that I move or tell you to move and say bound, you can just find it stuck. Rigid, unmoving, unable to move until I tell you so. Do you understand? That's right. And as long as you accept and understand the suggestion, you can just find yourself nodding along saying, yes, you accept and understand the suggestion. You want to have some fun with us, binding your body. So each and every single time I move a body part or I ask you to move a body part and I say the word bound, you can just find it stuck, rigid, unmoving. Like I've stuck it there with super glue, like I've bound it in rope, like I've set it in concrete. No matter how much you try and move it, it just becomes stuck. That's right. And up, up, up. Eyes open. Hey, so could you do me a favor? I want you to just stretch your arms out in front of you. That's right. Like a zombie. I know everyone goes for the zombie arms. But anyway, okay, stretch your arms out in front of you. Stretch, 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 stretch. And arms bound. As you can just find them stuck, rigid, unmoving, unable to move. And even if you try and move them, you can just see the more you try to move those arms, the more stuck they become, the more bound they become. That's right. And the more you try and move those arms, the more stuck they become. That's right. And unbound, you can just wiggle them free. Woo. Okay. Now, this time I want you to put your right finger on your nose and your right index finger on your nose and your left hand on your head. That's right. And bound. That's right. You just find those things bound and try and pull them away and try and move them. And the more you try and move, the more bound they become. And the more bound they become, the more you try and move. And the more you try and move, the more bound they become. And you just try and try and try and try and try, but you just can't move them. And release, unbound. That's right. Shake them free. And this time I want you to do me a favor. Put both hands on your shoulders and bound. Bound. Oh, no. And you know, I could be more mean. I could say, hey, poke your tongue out at me. Go, come on, poke your tongue at me. And tongue bound as you find it stuck. Now try and talk to me. Try and tell me. Try and tell me how annoyed you are with me right now. Come on. Come on. Try and tell me. How's the show been going for you? How's it been going? Just try. As you find your tongue bound, bound, stuck, stuck, as it's right there, stuck outside of your mouth. That's okay. And what if I went over to you and I said, your thoughts are bound? That's right, your thoughts are bound. As you just find yourself relaxing, sinking, dropping down, 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 as your hands unbind, as your tongue unbinds, but your mind just drifts and sinks and falls down to sleep. That's right, down to sleep. That's right, down to sleep. That's right. You're doing so well. You are doing so amazingly. And now we're going to have one or two more fun little games. Okay? Because I want you to imagine that you've been to the dentist. Okay? And sometimes at the dentist, they give you numbing things to numb when you're trying to get your teeth done. But I want you to imagine that numb feeling in your tongue as you just feel your tongue getting numb. As you feel your tongue starting to move around your mouth, you start to feel it getting numb and fat, like it just wants to hang out of your mouth, like it just wants to loll around in your mouth, like it just becomes so lazy until it just can't do much anymore but just stick slightly out of your mouth. And the more you try and talk with your tongue like that, the more you realize that it's so difficult to do. But the more relaxed your tongue becomes, the more numb your tongue becomes. That's right. As your eyes open now, hi, are you okay? You look like you're in a little bit of a pickle there. So what's going on? Tell me, how has your day been so far? Uh-huh. Oh, is your tongue relaxed? It's okay. You can just let that tongue relax more and more and more. And the more you try and speak, the more you try and tell me about your day. The more you try and tell me about your day, the more relaxed, the more numb your tongue becomes, and that's okay. As your tongue just starts to loll out of your mouth, and that's that must be pretty silly, huh? Yeah? I bet you're feeling pretty silly right now. And that's okay, because the more silly you feel, the more you want to laugh, and the more you want to laugh, the more joy and contentment you feel. That's right. Oh, it's okay. As your tongue just becomes more and more numb, as you just get the fits of the giggles because you find this whole thing so funny, as you find the whole thing so hilarious, as it's so fun to be up here, you feel such joy as it just rises up in you, as it just bursts out within you, as you just start laughing, because it's okay. That's okay. And hey, do you want me to fix your tongue? As your tongue goes back into your mouth and back to normal, as you just start to relax, 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 as the giggles just wash over you, as you just sleep down deep, sleep down deep. That's right. Sleeping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm sure there's more classic stage hypnosis suggestions you'd like to experience, but that's okay, because you can always come back and ask me for more. And of course, I will always oblige. And so now, I want you to stand up and take a bow. That's right, still deeply hypnotized. You can just take a bow for everybody else. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, excited and happy, knowing that you were here in this show, that you had so much fun living out the fantasy of being in this hypnotic stage show, and expecting thunderous applause from the audience. With 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this stage hypnosis fantasy. You did amazingly, well done. So if you want to do this again, let me know. And of course, as always, keep it trancy, and I will see you later. Goodbye.